Maseches Peah starts out with the first perek, which deals with the mitzvah of Peah, which is when somebody harvests a field, we leave off some of the produce without harvesting it. We leave it in the field for the aniim. So Mishnah Aleph, a famous Mishnah, starts out as follows: Elu dvarim she'enam shir. These are the things that are mitzvahs in the Torah, but have no minimum or maximum requirements. Hapeah, that's our mitzvah, leaving that matana, the gift for the poor, in the field without harvesting it. Vahabikurin, the first fruits of the Shiva Haminim that are brought to the Beis Hamikdash and then given to the Kohani, v'harayon, the mitzvah of Olel, a regal, on the Sholosh Regalim, gumilus chasadim, doing chesed. There's no minimum, but the more you do, the better. V'salam mutar, and the same thing with learning. It can be a little during the day and night, v'agisa bo yomam v'layla koveitim l'torah, just a little in the morning, a little in the daytime, and a little at night. It's twice a day, v'agisa bo yomam v'layla, or it can be Talmud Torah all the time. Eilu dvarim she'adam ochel, parasem b'olam hazeh. These are the things that somebody benefits from them in this world. V'akeren kayemes lo l'olam haban. But the main schar is in the world to come. Kibur aveem, ugmilus chasadim, v'avah shalom bin adam l'chayvra, bringing peace between two people. V'salmu Torah keneged kula. Mishnah Beis comes and teaches us that despite the fact that we said that there is no minimum amount for peah, and po chasin l'peah b'shishim, nonetheless Chazal instituted that the minimum is going to be 1/60th of the produce. V'afal b'shamu ein l'peah shior. Even though we said on a doraisa level that peah has no minimum, nonetheless Chazal instituted the minimum of 1/60th. Nonetheless, there are times that you should go more than 1/60th. Hakolafi godel hasad. It depends if you have a big field, so you can afford to give away more. And number two, the fi rov anim. If there are a lot of anim at the time, give more than 1/60th. And number three, the fi rov hanava. If you're a very generous person, give more than 1/60th. Mishnah Gimel discusses: does the peah have to be given only from the end of the field? In other words, when you harvest the whole thing and leave some stalks at the way end of the field, or can you leave some standing at the beginning of your harvesting, at the beginning of the field, or in the middle of the field? So the Mishnah says we have three opinions. Nosni peah mitchila sasado umemza. The Tanakhama says you indeed can leave the peah at the beginning of the field, in the middle of the field, and certainly at the end of the field. Rabbi Shimon Omer ubivad shiten basof kashir. You can give it in the beginning, in the middle, but you really have to leave some at the end of the field as well. If you don't leave some at the end of the field, you're really not being mekayim the mitzvah of peah in the best way. Nonetheless, if you did only leave in other places, for example, at the beginning or the middle, you did the mitzvah, but not ideally. Ideally, you really should leave at the end of the field. And Rabbi Yehuda says it even strongly. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im shir kelach echad, if you left even one stalk at the end of the field, so mechlo mishum peah, you can rely on it that you did the mitzvah peah. And even if you left others, the rest of it in the beginning of the field or the middle of the field, you're still fulfilling the mitzvah. However, vimlav, if you didn't leave anything at the end of the field, not like Rabbi Shimon, it says you still fulfilled the mitzvah, just not ideally. According to Rabbi Yehuda, imlav, if you left nothing at the end of the field, eino nosen ela mishum hefker, if you're giving away what you left standing, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah pay at all. You're simply giving it away because it's hefker, because it's ownerless. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you didn't leave at least something at the end of the field, even what you left earlier, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of peah at all. Mishnah Dalet. Here's the major principle when it comes to which types of produce, trees, etc., are required to be left as peah. Klal amru b'meah. There's a major principle. We have five conditions that you are chayev on a certain vegetable or fruit or bean or whatever it is to leave peah. Number one is kol shu ochel. It has to be a food that is normally eaten by human beings, by people. Number two is v'nishmar. Literally, it's guarded. It means it's not hefker. It is owned by somebody. He would want to protect it. Number three is v'gidulav minahar. It grows from the ground. It has roots in the ground. This is coming to exclude mushrooms that just grow on the ground but really don't grow from the ground. Doesn't have roots into the ground. So that is number three. Number four is l'kitaso ka'achas, that it ripens in the field, it becomes mature and ready to be harvested all at the same time. This would exclude, for example, a fig trees. They may ripen at different times, so it ripens at different times since it's harvested at different times. And number five is It is machniso lekiyum. It is something that we would store. So it will last for a while. We would put it into storage. This is coming to exclude many vegetables, for example, lettuces and the like, that would not last very long. All of those, if you have all five conditions, chaya, bepeya, and that, those are obligated in bepeya. In addition, vahatfua, all types of grains, vahakitnis, all types of beans, bechlalze would be included in the obligation. Mishnah is simply going to give some examples of trees that are obligated in peya ubi ilam when it comes to trees. Ha-og, that is the sumac tree. Va-charuvim, that is the carob tree. Va-egozim, va-shkedim, walnuts, almonds. Va-gefanim, which is vine, grapes. Va-rimonim and pomegranates. Va-zeisim, va-tamarim, and also olives and dates. All of these are examples of those trees that are chayavim bepeya, that are required to give peya. Now, continuing on, the mitzvah, as we said, is to leave the some of the crops standing in the field for the anim at the end of the field, to other shitas in the beginning, etc. What happens if you cut it all down and there's nothing standing in the field any longer? So in fact, there's an ongoing obligation to still give peya. So the Mishnah says as follows, lo'olam hu nosen mishum peya, even if you have already harvested everything, you are still obligated to give peya from the produce that you have in hand. And the Mishnah is going to add on and tell us, upatr min amasros, and that all that produce that you have in hand, you've harvested already, you have to give peya from it, but it's still not required to give trumas and maisros from it until adshi amareach, until all of that produce is piled up in a pile and smoothed out. And at that point, it's chayav also in trumas maisros. And if you haven't given your peya yet at that time, you have to give trumas and maisros, and then you give your peya there afterward. But if it's before it's been piled up and smoothed out, you're chayav in peya, and there's no chiyuv of trumas and maisros. And now, in our Mishnah, we're going to go through examples of three other uses that you can make of that produce while it's being processed. But, for example, you're taking the chaff and the garbage out, and you can have certain uses of it even before it's put in a pile, and that's when it's smoothed out in a pile, you're chayv in shumas and maisro. So number one, use number one, v'nosem yishum hefker, you're permitted to give away as hefker. You can make it hefker, people can come and take it, then, and in addition, upartum in a maser shachiyam arech, and you don't have to give shumas and maisro. So if you give it away from hefker at that time period while it's being processed, before it is in a pile and smoothed out, you can give it away, you can make it hefker, and you don't have an obligation for trumas and maisros. Use number two during this phase, umachila behemah b'chayla ofos. You can use that produce that you have harvested already, but you haven't piled it up yet, to feed your domesticated animals, non-domesticated animals, fowl, upatra min amesras, and also, as he mentioned, you don't have to give tithes during that period, ad shi amarech, until it's smoothed out in a pile. Use number three that you can use for it after harvesting, but before putting it in a pile, v'notel min agoren, you're permitted to take from the harvesting floor. In other words, while it's being processed at that point, before it's in a pile and smoothed out, v'zorei, and you can use the seeds and plant them. U'patur min amasar shachim areach, divrei Rabbi Akiva, and also it is patur, you don't have to give chumas and maisros until it is piled up and smoothed out in a pile. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Kohen v'levi shelakhu es agoren, if we have a kohen and levi that purchased the untithed produce while it is in the harvesting floor. In other words, it's again the situation before there's a chiyuv of trumas and maisros because it hasn't been piled up and smoothed out yet, and a kohen and levi come and purchase that produce. Hamasra shalahem ad shi amareach, they can keep the trumas and maisros until it is in a pile because there's no chiyuv to give trumas and maisros at that point. They purchased it then so they can keep it for themselves. But if they purchase it after it's already in a pile and it's already chayiv in chumas and maestros, then if they purchase it, they would have to give the chumas and maestros to different kohanim and levim. And in addition, a last halacha, maktish, upoda, somebody who sanctifies his produce to the Beis HaMikdash and then he redeems it from the Beis HaMikdash, chayiv b'masrash ad shemareach hagizbar, he is obligated upon repurchasing it if he repurchases it from the Beis HaMikdash before it was put into a pile and smoothed out by the gizbar, by the official in the Beis HaMikdash, then it's in his possession when it becomes obligated in shumas and maestros, and accordingly he's obligated to give shumas and maestros. However, if while it was in the possession of the Beis HaMikdash, they put it, the official, the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, put it into a pile And it would, had it been owned by somebody else, not the Beis HaMikdash, it would be chayv in Trumas HaMaestros. The Beis HaMikdash doesn't have to give Trumas HaMaestros, but it was put into a pile by the Beis HaMikdash and it was smoothed out. Accordingly, it's exempt in the hands of the Beis HaMikdash. If somebody purchased it after that point, it still continues to be exempt, and the purchaser would not be chayv to give Trumas HaMaestros because it was in the possession of the Beis HaMikdash while that pile was smoothed out.